And welcome everyone to another
very tense edition of the Arbon.
Yeah.
Very tense.
Yeah, very tense edition. I am your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Elzar School of Recording. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Uriah Elzar may or may not be the spokesperson for gonorrhea. The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Halbert.
Jason, my God,
you want to start the show off like that?
I can't hear you, I'm sorry. I'm not really sorry at all, but, you know, joined by my partners in crime,
the big bad booty daddy.
That's right, the big Aider Master's here.
Oh, you know what? Hold on, guys. Hold on. I got to get the in-studio crowd here. Hold on. Wrong person, guys. There we go. That's for you. I don't know about that. And let's see. Did I pull the right sound effect?
I hope you die from herpes.
The Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Yeah, those will be for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Except you. Eat a dick.
And we're joined by a special guest and then someone I'm contractually obligated to have on the show because Adrian's an asshole. We have...
Adrian's a cool dude, man. Adrian's a cool dude.
Thank Whatever. You. I appreciate that.
First off, we're joined by the WPW CEO, Scotty Mack, Scott McKenzie.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Glad to have you on. We got to straighten some shit out here. And joined, because Adrian's an asshole, I'll let you do the intro here, Adrian.
We have the very well-respected and well-traveled Mr. Uriah Elzar.
Thank you. Thank you, Big A. I appreciate it.
Boo, you suck. You suck. You have gonorrhea. Oh.
Yeah. Keep it up. Keep it up. We're in a different state right now.
We're in the same state. Easy. Don't worry.
No. Aren't you in Illinois?
Nope.
Oh, same state. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Adrian, I fucking hate you. I really do. How the hell did you pull this shit off?
I've got connections. You know, I just make friends with people, Jason. That's what I do. I'm a friendly guy.
Ass kisser.
As am I. I'm a friendly guy, too. Until you piss me off.
Which, meeting Jason usually pisses off a lot of people, so I can understand why you initially don't like him.
Yeah, I got a few issues with him, but right now I want to get to Scotty Mack.
Well, I can't believe first I'm going to say this. Uriah, if you could speak, get a little bit closer to your mic, because unfortunately some people want to hear you. I could give two shits.
Oh, boy.
But All right. Apparently the people can't hear you well enough. I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can unfortunately hear you. Oh, you know what? Hey, there's someone in the chat that has a better way for me to intro you. The man who tapped at the test show.
I didn't tap.
Wow. Twice.
I told you. No. I did not tap that. In fact, one of those matches was full of shenanigans, and I did not appreciate it.
Lots of shenanigans in that match.
I didn't appreciate it. It was just too much. Too much.
So anyway, you've got a beef for once, not necessarily with me, but you want to talk to Scotty Mack. So what's going on?
Yeah, Scotty Mack.
Yeah.
You, everybody else who's seen the match, it's on YouTube, WPW Wrestling. I kicked out at 2. And you're not going to discipline this referee?
Well, you are correct when you say you did kick out. However, the referee was out of position. There's nothing I can do about that.
How do we know this?
Wait a minute. Had
okay.
Board meetings all month long. Talked about it continuously. Their point was, he reffed 10 matches that night. So, they were able...
Excuses.
No, it's not an excuse. It's a reason.
Uh-huh. All right. Who is on this board? Who is on this board?
That you don't know. So let's get past that. I speak for the board, so let's get past that.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
So, at the last show in Collinsville, I told you that you could have the rematch And I told Shooter that as well.
Yeah, and that's the person who I want in the ring. Okay. I had him.
But the board came up with a better idea. Hang on. You're going to want to hear this. The board came up with a better idea.
All right.
The next show in Campsville, to make amends for that decision, they're going to put you in a three-way dance for the WPW World Heavyweight title.
Oh, that's horse shit.
We're trying to be fair. We're trying to be equitable. That was the decision that the board came up with, and I support it.
I support that 100% too. It's
biggest crock of shit I've heard.
So who is in this three-way?
It is the champ, Xavier Frost. It's going to be Uriah. And with the last show, with Frost beating Blade, the new number one contender is the Monster Scar.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time right there. That'll be a real good time.
Apparently the deck's stacked again. I'm pretty sure the board's made up of Legion members at this point.
No. Don't start making those rumors and accusations. Don't do that.
You don't know that. Our t-shirt says it all. We are the Legion. We are many.
Well, let me ask you a question, Scotty Mac.
Yeah.
So how the hell does the guy come from losing with doctored footage at the Collinsville event?
There was nothing doctored about that footage.
The footage was doctored. To assaulting
that
a journalist.
Wasn't doctored. Come on, get your head out of your ass.
To assaulting a journalist at a benefit.
Incredibly loosely.
Like Shooter Curtis Payne. He's got his head up his ass. That's the one I really want. That's the guy I want in the ring. I want to put an end to his shit. Mr. Bullet.
Well, I know you want to get him in the ring. But again, the board has made the decision to be equitable to put you in the title match at the next show in Campsville.
I want
to
know what the board...
Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. I want the title match. It's perfect.
Whatever.
Being the executioner with Xavier Frost in the ring and the Legion just lurking around. They do as I say, man.
I
like this. It's cool. I can be cool with this. But I just want the board and you, Scotty Mac, to know that I want the Shooter, Curtis Payne. And I want his ass in the ring ASAP because I want that strap that he holds dearly. And I'm going to end his career.
And you'll get that rematch because he wants it just as well. He doesn't want that ending to be remembered in that match. You guys had a great... Oh, come on.
He didn't beat me.
I'm sorry. Uriah, can you let Scotty Mac finish before you keep crying?
Oh.
And
okay. I'm just trying to figure out how the hell the boards can reward a guy for assaulting a journalist at a benefit show. I mean, did they not see that? I mean, do his actions there not...
You kicked me in the taint. What kind of man kicks another man in the taint? Come on.
The board has no official view on that. That was an unsanctioned event as far as WPW goes.
And you got what you deserve, Jason, so shut it.
Oh, fuck you. You know what? I hope you do touch me at Campsville there, Uriah, because then it is a sanctioned event, and I so hope that they fine you, suspend you. I don't care what they do.
Oh, you don't have to worry about me, because I can just go whisper in one of my friend's ears, and they can take care of you.
Oh, hey, that's fine. Now we got a threat on air.
I can have Scarlet come whoop your ass.
Oh, whatever.
She probably would enjoy that, actually. That's more
I kind of would I normally pay for that, but whatever.
Sick bastard.
But again, that show is September 26th.
So
Uriah, I hope you're training.
Scotty, what we get you on here? Is there any other things that have been confirmed for the show? Or
I heard, I did hear a quick rumor, and I wonder if you can dispel this. I hear Bioshock's out for about a month or so. He may not be able to make it.
that is possible.
Yeah, he is.
Based upon the. The beating that he took in Collinsville, you know, he's still recovering. We have to get the doctors involved. You know, their opinions count. We don't want to prolong anybody's injuries. So that's going to be a, for lack of a better term, game time decision.
Yeah, I know he's walking around with a few broken ribs from a few chair shots from
cheap shots. Cheap shots.
The one and only.
So anyway.
All right. Go ahead.
You know. Hey, whatever. Cry your cum tears somewhere else. Thank you, Pickles.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You. My, you know what? Here's the thing, Uriah. You're not going to get any.
Kevin,
what?
Kevin had previously said that he thought that the WPW board was effective as 3MB.
They obviously are. Hey, this guy got beat, and now he's been bitching about it for a month, and so we're going to reward him.
Lose.
Doctored footage. I'm going to get someone that I'm going to get a friend. Someone.
I don't think WPW could afford doctored footage. You know, I mean, come on. It's clear.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh no,
Big A seen it.
It's everyone one of you guys that did it.
I kicked out.
One of you guys got a hold of it and doctored it before it was put up. And that's fine. I understand. That's, you know, the only way you can make your case. I get it. That's fine.
All right. Whatever, man. It's becoming a broken record. Everyone knows I kicked out.
Yeah, you are being a broken record. I kicked it. I kicked it. Scotty Mac, you got anything else you need to clear the air about? Or are you good? Because I know your time is valuable, and we're late some for you. So
I appreciate that. But, you know, I just wanted to come on and address the Uriah situation because it has been festering for quite a while. So I did want to clear the air on that. And, you know, some people may not like it. Some do, obviously. But like I said, we think this is the most fair thing to do. You know, I get what you're saying about, you know, hit him
wanting a rematch.
Being beat, quote unquote. You know, there was a lot of speculation, a lot of confusion over that situation. So to make amends on everybody, we decided to do this three-way match.
All right, sounds good to me. I'm down. I'm down, and I know the executioner's down. This would be a good time.
So, but again, guys, I appreciate your time. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Not a problem. Thanks for joining us, Scotty Mac.
Thank you.
And that was WPW CEO Scotty Mac with a couple announcements there.
Board is full of shenanigans.
That board is totally full of shenanigans.
I agree.
Wow, we all agree on something.
I think they're high as a fucking kite myself making these decisions. There we go. All right, we officially got Scotty Mac off the line here.
All right.
So anyway, Adrian, I know you just do your thing if you want to interview him. I don't give two shits. I'm just glad he's not here.
Yeah, you're lucky I couldn't get him to be in studio, Jason, because then you would be in serious trouble.
Hey, you're lucky. Whatever.
And I'd be there to videotape it.
But I digress.
Oh, speaking of videotaping, for those of you that were looking, I'm trying to get the video taken care of from last week's jelly bean eating. I've got a friend who is supposed to be hooking me up with some video editing software so I can match everything up.
Oh, okay.
So I'm working on that video. I haven't forgotten.
My fiance watched the video of Heath eating them. I was very disappointed he didn't actually throw up.
I think we all were. Anyway, Adrian, I'll let you take over for a few minutes here.
All right. So, Uriah.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
What got you into the wrestling business? At what point did you decide this is something that you wanted to do?
Oh, well, I started watching wrestling when I was really young, about... my dad tells me 2 years old. And I was like 18, 19 years old. A buddy of mine came over and picked me up and took me to this wrestling show. And it was WPW, and they had these flyers sitting on the chairs, wanting to be a pro wrestler. So I stuck around after the show, met the trainer, the searcher. And after that, he just trained us, me and that piece of shit, Curtis Payne. And he trained us together. And put us together as a tag team, and we were unstoppable. We beat a lot of people. We even beat Cowboy Bob Orton and Dan Walsh. And man, we ran through tag teams left and right. We were a good team. But
how long ago was this?
Oh, this was about 2001, 2002.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, basically it was just me and Curtis going down, up and down the roads. Tag team, ever beating everybody. I mean, I'm telling you, we held 2 tag team titles and no one ever beat us for them. So we had a pretty good run. Too bad we don't see eye to eye these days, because we could still be taking over the world right now.
And that definitely is unfortunate. I gotta ask you, what do you feel, I guess, would be your best match you ever had was?
The best match?
Yeah.
It was actually probably back in 2003. It was the funnest match because the memories really good. It's that the memory stayed in my brain ever since. It was a tag team match. It was me and Curtis. We were the agents, and we were going up against Chico S. Loco and a guy, Dan Walsh, but he was going by Crocodile Kid. And we just were blowing the roof off the place, man. It was great. It was a great night. Just a lot of energy.
Is that something that can be found on YouTube anywhere? Or?
I'm sure somebody's got it recorded somewhere. This was years ago, before YouTube was popular.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Where all have you traveled to, I guess, in your career? I mean, where have you gone?
Kansas, Illinois, all over Missouri. I haven't gone out too far.
I got you. Okay. And who was the person that got you into wrestling? I guess who did you look up to the most when you were younger? That said that was the guy that you wanted to be the most like.
Brian Pillman, actually. He was a smaller guy, you know, because I'm not a big guy, and Brian Pillman just kind of stuck out to me. Shawn Michaels. And I was a big Diesel fan, even though can't wrestle for shit. But I was a big Diesel fan.
Right.
And, you know, Bret Hart, he's kind of plain, but he was a damn good wrestler.
All right, man. Well, hey, I appreciate you answering the questions for me there.
No problem.
I've got two quick questions from the chat here. Has anyone ever been in WPW? Has anyone made it to WWE, Ring of Honor, or... I'm going to say TNA, but obviously no one would lower themselves to go to TNA. So, has anyone made it?
There's been a guy, but really not my place to talk about what's happened in his life, but he actually made it to the WWE development, got hurt, and his name was Brian Fantasy, I think, at one time.
I think I vaguely remember hearing about that guy.
Yeah, he did. He's in jail now. So.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, it's not my place to say.
Oh no, I was. No, were just curious if anyone had made it. That's all.
But, Curtis Payne, bastard. He actually tried out for TNA, and he learned a lot from that. I mean, me and him, we've been close throughout our lives, but we just haven't been seeing eye to eye the last couple of years.
And then, second question, do you have any stories about burying any wrestlers, any WWE guys? Have you ever worked with someone that was just a total ass?
No. I wrestled Cowboy Bob Orton. He was really cool. He was really, really cool. And I met his son, Randy, and he was really cool, surprisingly, from the stories I've heard. He was laid back and just mellow. Just really approachable, you know.
We've got Adrian's favorite story.
No, I don't really have no bad stories about anybody.
All right. That's all I had, man.
Jay Kane says that I think Shooter and him could whip the Legion. I think they could. I really do. I'm trying to scroll up here and see if I missed anything else, but my fucking computer's not working right. So, okay.
Shooter and Jake Capone.
There we go. Yep.
Is that who you mean? Jake Capone?
Yep.
All right.
Shooter says, bring your bitch ass over here. Because he's in the chat room. Who have we got in the chat room, guys?
All right. In the chat, we got me.
Hey, buck up to you.
We got Jason Albert.
I'll let your wife do that.
We got Uriah Elazar.
Hey, buck up to you, man.
We have Jason Heath.
Always bulk up myself.
We got Super Bowl Kevin Critterden.
Oh, hold on. I got some for him.
Uh-oh. Eugene. Bulk up to you.
We got hold New on. Day Mark Jones number two.
All right. Who we got?
New Day Mark Jones number two. Yes, it is.
Welcome
changed,
to you,
I change it to be my alarm when I wake up in the morning now. That's, every day is a new day.
Oh, God.
That's terrible, man. Terrible.
We got Jake Capone in the chat.
Hey, welcome to you, Jake.
We got...
He's our guest next week.
Really?
That just confirmed we got him on next week?
We do.
All right.
You heard it here first.
We have the Shooter in the chat.
Welcome to him.
We have Scotty Mack.
I guess he's still kind of lurking, so bulk up to him.
We got Sean Pickles Fentress.
Hey, bulk up to you, Pickles.
And we got the man that can't put together a football league to save his fucking life, Richard Birddog.
Bulk up to you.
Weren't we supposed to have a draft tonight?
We were, and then we're trying to figure out if we want to make it a keeper league, and no one's getting – and so I pushed the draft time because there's no point really drafting this soon because we can still start – we can still draft next week and still start scoring week one. So we're okay.
I was home. I was ready to get on there and do it, and then I saw the time change. And I was like, well, fuck.
Yeah, I set it for like 3 in the morning or some bullshit like that just to set it because I was on my mobile device. So.
Oh, okay.
Mark Jones says, it all sounds like it worked to me. Next thing you know, Halbert and Uriah are going to be hugging and shaking hands saying, you fell for it. You all fell for it, laughing like assholes. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, you do kind of give someone off the impression that you would do that kind of thing, Jason.
Whatever. Richard,
you do look like an asshole.
Whatever. Richard says, the guys you don't want to meet are Booker T and New Jack, both major dicks. Huh.
Tell me you did not just say that.
Jake Haynes. Jake Capone says he already made you tap once, bitch.
I didn't tap. I told you. I'm undefeated as far as I'm concerned.
And, there you go. Okay. All right, so.
Jason, what else you got for us here?
Well, I don't know. Is he going to continue being a whiny little bitch, or are we going to?
He's been
right
nothing
now,
but.
I'll call a truce just for the sake of the show. I'll call a truce for right now.
But you got to stop antagonizing him, Jason.
I don't intend.
But yeah, you got to stop because you're the one that keeps patronizing me and, you know, getting under my skin. So can you stop that? And then I'll be cool with you.
It ends after the show. You realize this, right?
Sure.
After the show, I hate you again.
That's fine, because I'll hate you too.
All right.
Most of us will, Uriah. Most of us will.
Fuck you, Adrian. Go eat a fucking dick. Anyway. Let's see here.
Didn't even ask us how our weeks were or nothing, man. Fuck you.
Well, we jumped right into everything because Scotty Mac was busy. How was your weeks, guys?
Adrian? You know what? I went and saw that new Terminator movie this weekend.
How was it?
You're a little off, but cheap theater.
Well, it wasn't exactly. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it was $5. So yeah.
And.
Not bad.
All right.
Compared to T2.
It's better than anything after T2.
Okay. Gotcha. I always like to use T2 as the focal point when it comes to the Terminator series, because a lot of people agree that Terminator 2 was probably the best one out of all of them.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy because they've destroyed the timeline so much. This was them paying homage to the fact that they fucked it up so badly that, like, nobody really knows what the fuck happened when anymore.
Gotcha.
I think I do want to see that.
It's you would like it, Jason.
Okay.
Think so.
All right. Heath, I mean, anything else interesting happen to you, Adrian?
Not really, that I want to talk about.
That you want to talk about?
Yeah.
So what else interesting happened then?
I don't want to talk about it didn't you get from me saying I don't want to talk about it?
That's not an acceptable answer on this show, and you know it.
I had a family member die this week.
Oh,
what do you want?
I thought there was something else other than that.
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. Moving on. Heath.
Yeah, my week was all right. Can't complain.
Anything interesting happened for you?
Nah, not really.
You didn't? No good glory hole stories?
No.
You brought a little bit of work home. You might want to wipe your beard. You brought some work home with you.
Right.
Uriah?
Well, I'm kind of thrown off with the whole Wes Craven thing.
Yeah. We learned about that a couple of hours ago.
Man. He had some good movies.
That he did. Unfortunately, he lost his battle with brain cancer there.
Oh, what it was?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We got a sponsor from Kevin this week.
Okay.
The Hour Bomb is brought to you by my bag of dicks, chocolate, and Milton Heath's mouth and hands.
You better watch yourself, Kevin.
That a boy, Kevin. That a boy.
We've trained him well.
We have. Well, I guess who has? Everyone's got a favorite Wes Craven movie. So Heath.
Yeah, I unfortunately mine is actually the entire Nightmare on Elm Street series.
You got to pick one of them. Which one's your favorite?
Obviously, the very first one.
The original Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Okay, not the remake. The remake was okay, but it wasn't as good as the original.
Yeah.
Adrian?
You know what? My favorite was Scream.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good choice, actually.
It was a different kind of horror movie at the time. I mean, because it was just something so different. It was like paying homage to how horror movies work, but being something different at the same time. I really love that movie.
Yeah.
All right. Uriah?
Well, I want to say Nightmare, but I'm going to go with People Under the Stairs because it was just a fucked up movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
It is fucked up.
It's just so fucked up with all them kids living in that basement and that dude running around in a dominatrix suit. It's just... Then that crazy redheaded bitch. That movie was just... I enjoy watching that movie.
I got to see that at the Lindbergh 8. Not many people actually remember that now.
Let's see. Capone says Dream Warriors.
Okay, that'd be the third one of the Nightmare series.
Which one was the second one?
The second one... That one is kind of like the... I guess you could say the least known of all of them because it actually went after a totally different set of like kids, I guess you could say. And I guess they were kind of looking more towards staying with the originals, but they didn't.
All right. I thought Dream Warriors was the second one. That's the reason I asked. I'm going to have to go with Adrian and go with Scream. I enjoyed Scream. Now I bought all the Scream movies and the box set of that and the Nightmare on Elm Street box set. But I liked... Well, you know, I really liked Wes Craven's A New Nightmare, too. That one was really good.
Yes.
How they...
If I want to give you a true cult classic that Wes Craven movie that I liked, though, Swamp Thing.
That was Wes Craven?
It was.
Holy
hell.
Oh,
wow.
Damn.
Wow.
No, I had to choose a second one, though. I would have to go with Wishmaster.
I thought you were going to pick Vampire in Brooklyn.
Nope.
Which, sadly, is also probably Wes Craven's worst movie.
God, I forgot Swamp Thing was a Wes Craven movie. Fuck me.
He also did Jane Silent Bob.
I forgot Vampire in Brooklyn was a Wes Craven movie.
Do what, Adrian? Or Heath?
He also did Jane Silent Bob.
What?
Yeah, he did?
He wasn't Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. He wasn't like the director or nothing, but he was in there because they were filming the movie with the monkey as the fucking killer.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah, they were doing like Scream 5 or something like that. Movie. Yeah, they were doing another Scream movie.
Yep.
Well, I knew that, but that's not a Wes Craven movie.
Well, still, you got to give credit to him for actually being part of it. The fact that he's going out of his element and going into a movie like that.
That was funny, though. I liked that movie. That was a great movie. Fucking Miramax.
Sometimes you love him, sometimes you hate him.
I like Miramax. I like Jane Silent Bob. It was a good movie. All right, I guess we should probably move on.
Yes.
Maybe talk about some real wrestling. How's that sound?
So, Jason, how's the show work?
Here's how the show works. I got a whole list of shit I got to get through. These three assholes are going to try to make it to where I can't complete my list. And, just fail miserably. I've got 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home. Heath, got anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Oh, I got something else. Just before we start the show here, I just want to throw a huge thank you out to everyone. Last week's show was the highest rated show we've ever had.
Wow.
And I'm talking download numbers. So
people really wanted to hear Jason Heath eat those jelly beans.
Apparently they did. So it was funny. It was erotic. I give it a 10. A fucking 10. Anyway, so yes, thank you to everyone out there in podcasting land for helping us achieve that milestone, and let's see if we can't continue. All right, now with that being said, you're right, you got anything else?
Nah, Shooter's a bitch. That's it.
Wow. All right.
Love it.
I got nothing else. Adrian?
got this growth, man.
Always a damn growth.
Start the timer.
I did.
Four down. Fuck you, Kevin. Fuck you. All right. Let's talk some Monday Night Raw. Got Heath over here headbanging to a Monday Night Raw theme. Fuck you too.
I was doing that.
Fuck you too, Uriah. That's from the shooter. Not me. I swear to God, it's in the chat room.
He's in the chat too. Jason. He can see that.
I can see it.
I didn't. Oh, you are in the chat. I didn't know. Sorry.
Pay attention, man. It's your show. Get it together.
Yeah, I'm busy doing everything else.
You're like a WPW referee. You just can't seem to get your shit together.
Oh.
Yeah. Good comparison. Wow.
You know, if they had their shit together, he wouldn't have had to do call 10 matches in a night.
I agree with Kevin. I'm on whoever's side will beat me up less.
On the 26th.
I think the Legion's just going to have to get their own referee. I'm going to look into that.
Get a Nick, your own Nick Patrick?
Yeah, something like that.
Hold on. Adrian, I still have that referee shirt because I know you're the one that's going to be like, oh, let me referee for you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I actually hadn't thought about that.
Oh, Damian Blade!
Hey, if you got a referee shirt, bring it on, man.
Damian Blade, let me lick your taint while I can I referee your match?
What the hell, Jason?
What? I'm ripping on you now. Oh God, Monday Night Raw for whatever the fuck Monday. What the hell date was Monday?
In memoriam to Bo Dallas.
Yeah,
yeah, that is very true. Good God.
So Monday Night Raw for, what the fuck was it, the 23rd,
22nd?
24th. Really? 24th. Jesus Christ.
August 24th, man.
Yeah, I don't fucking know I can't keep track of that shit. What are you talking about? The fallout from SummerSlam. Now, who didn't see this one happening?
Brock God. Lesnar was unhappy.
You think?
No shit, Sherlock. Oh, yeah. Man.
Let's get a charity thing going. $5 gets a swing at a kendo stick on me.
I love whenever Bo Dallas came out, even JBL was like, what the hell are you thinking?
Yeah, so Brock Lesnar kicks off the show. Surprise, surprise. And apparently Brock Lesnar's not overly thrilled about the finish at SummerSlam. For those of you that missed it, the referee was out of position.
Seems to be a recurring theme.
Oh God. And didn't see The Undertaker tap.
I didn't see that either. I don't know what they're talking about.
Undertaker.
I didn't see it happen either.
Undertaker doesn't tap.
Undertaker won.
He did. But apparently Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman claim that The Undertaker was tapping. So they're out there basically, you know, hey, it's okay. We don't blame the timekeeper because he was having mercy on The Undertaker. And it's just, oh, goddamn. He brought up that The Undertaker collapsed going back to the back again because he got his ass handed to him, which we saw the video. It was probably just an incidental thing. And he says he has enough material to last all 3 hours of Raw. And, of course, the fans then went apeshit because who doesn't like hearing Paul Heyman talk for 3 hours?
Exactly.
Anyway, so they continue saying he doesn't want it at WrestleMania. He doesn't want it at the Royal Rumble. He wants to fight tonight, and everyone starts chanting Suplex City, and out comes Bo Dallas. And out comes Bo Dallas.
I'm like, really? Bo?
He tells Mr., and I quote, Mr. Brock, he has good news and bad news. The bad news is Lesnar passed out at SummerSlam. But the good news is he eventually woke up and probably had a sweet dream. A good dream. Like he actually beat The Undertaker.
That's like the ultimate slap in the face.
Bo says that dream can come true if Lesnar just Bo leaves.
And then Bo took a trip.
He did take a trip.
Yep.
Where did he go?
He went to Suplex City, bitch.
What did he get? Six suplexes? Five or six?
Something like that.
A lot.
And then Heyman begged him to go back and F5 him for him just one time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was just totally beautiful. And one thing of note that I loved about this whole thing, you know how JBL is always like, I really like Bo Dallas. This time he was like, dude, you are being an idiot right now.
Yeah.
What the hell was he thinking?
Exactly. It's like, okay, when JBL says that, yeah, you know you were an idiot.
That's how we kicked off Raw.
Rest in peace, Bo Dallas.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Maybe he'll come back with a beard. I don't know why it's...
Can he even grow a beard, really?
You know, he does have a strange family resemblance.
He does. I just can't quite put my finger... You know, it's got that weird resemblance and you can't quite put your finger on it. It's sort of like when we were at the Benefit for Tess, that Pearl guy.
Yeah, that Pearl guy?
I don't...
He was a pretty good athlete, didn't he?
He was. I just...
Good dancer? He had it all. He was a good pitcher.
He was. That Tommy John surgery paid off. I don't know where I know that guy from.
I don't know, man. He was really mysterious.
He was.
He was there and then
I hear. I hear he was from Peru. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. But I heard he got on Trash Bags Wrestlers on Facebook. So congratulations to him, wherever he may be.
He wrestled in a Macho Man shirt, so kudos to that guy. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, you can't. That's pretty cool, you know, Macho Man.
The segment that made Mark Jones jizz his pants. So, out comes the New Day to fight the Lucha Dragons.
Your new tag team champions, New Day.
Yes. Congratulations to the New Day, once again. You know... I can't remember who it was, but it was like Sports Illustrated or Up Rocks or someone posted an article this week about the New Day and how they are pretty well the hottest thing in the WWE right now. Thoughts?
I really can't argue too much with that. I mean, they are about the hottest thing in the WWE right now. They're just so good at their stupid gimmick. They made it work. I don't know what else to really say about it.
I mean, they're a heel tag team. But yet, the people are definitely eating it up. Finally, I guess you could say. Because it did take a little bit of while for them to get some traction.
Were they legitimately getting a New Day Rocks chant in New York last night? Or Monday night until the Dudleys came out?
Yes, they were.
Yeah. Uriah, if you have anything you want to say, you jump on in.
Oh, I will.
Okay. All right.
I'm just listening.
All right. Just making sure. Yeah, it was a legitimate New Day Rocks. Brooklyn was eating that shit up. Mark Jones, we're not saying New Day isn't awesome.
Yeah, we actually are saying New Day is awesome.
I'm not.
What?
It's pretty entertaining. It's pretty entertaining.
All you have to do is just believe, Heath, that New Day Rocks.
New Day Rocks.
New Day Rocks.
You know what? He's mad because if New Day hadn't have rocked and won the tag titles at SummerSlam, then he wouldn't be eating jelly beans. That's where it stems from.
Damn right.
It does. It's his hatred for eating those jelly beans. Anyway. Mark Jones. Yeah. So, obviously, the New Day beat the Lucha Dragons. And we had some Big E dancing again.
Which is a scary sight.
Yes,
but you can't
stop
looking.
It's a train wreck, ma'am.
It's like the car wreck on the highway. You need to not look, but you can't help but slow down and you can't not look.
Rubbernecking.
Yeah. Look at it. Look at the booty. So anyway, New Day gets the win. After the match, the music hits and we've got someone that showed up out of nowhere because they're the greatest and no one can beat them. And then we hear this. We're coming now.
And good God, was that a huge pop?
That place blew up whenever the Dudleys came out.
I was, you know, I was happy to see him, but. I'm not going to say I saw it coming because I really didn't, but if Bubba hadn't showed up at the Rumble, then this wouldn't have always been in the back of my head.
I see what you're saying there.
You know, like, yeah, it happened 8 months later, but Bubba Ray showed up at the Royal Rumble, and then they're back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and he stepped down from his role in TNA.
After 1 week, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So.
Don't get me wrong. I'm happy. Kevin Craig credited Kebab. Said, did you see their interview? And he spelled their wrong. Their interview with Cole. It was awesome. Whose interview? New Days or?
Yeah, New Days.
No, I did not see it.
That was hilarious.
It's, yeah, it's, it was on the WWE app on my phone. I took a look at it. It was pretty entertaining.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. The speech about the trees and the furniture and how they're destroying was great.
And they have a gong.
They have a gong? Yeah. New Day has a gong?
They had a gong.
Oh, my
they
God.
They had a gong.
Yes.
I'm going to have to watch this fucking video.
And they were chanting to it. New Day Rocks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, with the gong.
That's hilarious.
You know, worth pointing out, do you know Xavier Woods is petitioning to be in the next Power Rangers movie as the Black Ranger?
Really?
Yeah. He wants to be the Black Power Ranger in the movie.
Interesting.
I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, hell, him, Seth Rollins, I mean, Seth Rollins could be the White Ranger. I mean, he pulled off the Power Ranger outfit the other at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the three nights at the Barclays Center? You think that worked out well for them?
Yeah, it looked like it did. I mean, the crowd was actually pretty hot for them all three nights. I can't say.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I thought the NXT event was a lot better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the NXT was definitely the best event of the three.
Yeah. They set the bar pretty fucking high. And that Sasha Banks Bayley match was really fucking awesome.
It was.
I like what they're doing with the females now.
Well,
they're actually giving them some time to wrestle, and they're putting on good fucking matches.
That's what happens when you take the best female wrestler in the world, and you don't sign her to a wrestler's contract, you sign her to a trainer's contract, and you have her teach your divas how to do it.
Yeah.
Was it Sarah Del Rey?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's their head trainer for the females down at NXT. So that's why the talent has stepped up considerably. And Triple H knows how to book a fucking show. So.
It's been a lot better. The NXT shit's really bringing me back and finding my love for wrestling again, watching it.
Well, what I like about the NXT stuff is when they got the NXT takeovers and stuff like that, you can just turn it on. And you're not necessarily completely lost in stories because it's more about the wrestling.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not as much, to me, for the NXT takeovers and stuff, it's not as much storyline and talk and all that. But it's more about just, I want to watch a damn good show. And you know they do it to piss off the main roster, really. Because I think that they put on a better show sometimes than the main roster.
I agree. The Samoa Joe versus Baron Corbin match that was on there was, while not like, you know, scientific wrestling or whatever, it was a fucking brawl. I actually, that was one of my favorite matches from that show.
When I think of scientific wrestling, I don't think of Samoa Joe.
Well, he's a Samoan submission specialist.
I understand that, but that's not who I think of.
I can't say I blame you, but.
So anyway. Yeah, so the Barclays Center, not only did it go fucking nuts three nights in a row, but they went ape shit when the Dudleys came out. And what do we see? Oh, yeah, we got to see a 3D and...
A what's up headbutt.
And someone went through the tables and... So...
Yeah. And Xavier Woods happened to be the one on the receiving end for every one of them.
Was he really?
Yeah, pretty well much.
Yeah.
Huh. Didn't realize that it was the Woods that took all three bumps.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, he's the one that was, you know, started the whole instigation for, you know, he'd started to come out of the ring, and then just Dudleys took it from there.
Weren't they on SmackDown? No, the Dudleys
weren't.
Yeah,
they wrestled on SmackDown, yeah.
The Dudleys were on SmackDown, and didn't New Day come out in the middle of that match?
They came out after the match was over.
And they had signs. What did they say, Adrian?
There was three signs. I remember one was save a table, break a Dudley.
Yeah, one was booty.
And one of them was hashtag give tables a chance.
I love the New Day. Mark Jones is going to shit himself if we have a New Day against Dudley's against the primetime players. I'm just waiting for Mark Jones to be like, oh, God, yes, 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 yes. Anyway.
Actually, I'm going from the chat. The shooter made some good points there.
What?
The Triple H going out and signing the highest rated independent talent as what's really kind of turned things around in NXT.
Oh, yeah.
I will agree with him on that.
Well, let's look at who their NXT champ was for a while there. Kevin Steen.
Yeah.
Previous to Kevin Steen, Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Previous to that, Adrian Neville. Previous to that, Bo Dallas. We won't talk about that.
Yeah. But then you had Finn Balor's got the championship now, and then you've got Hideo Itami in there, and you got Samoa Joe, and you got Tyler Breeze. I like him. I don't know why, I just do.
Jushin Thunder Liger looked pretty decent for being like 50.
Yeah, he did.
Like, you could tell that dude has aged some, but he still moves pretty well.
He does. I was impressed by that. Let's see. John Cena celebrated his 500th Make-A-Wish. 500th wish granted SummerSlam weekend.
Yep, he did.
Kudos.
The only thing I respect about him.
You know, and I know you don't know, you haven't heard a whole lot of the show, but we, I always say John Cena, the character I can't stand. John Cena, the man, I don't have many bad things to say about him.
I can agree with that.
You know, I can't stand the character John Cena, but I do like, the man, I mean, he does some crazy shit. I mean, he did 500 wishes, and now they, he at one point in time, didn't he donate like a shit ton of frequent flyer miles to some charity or something like that, Adrian?
Something like that, yeah.
I remember talking about it. And just
You know, what I want to talk about John Cena, though, for a minute, man, is his matches that he was having on Raw for pretty much the last, like, 6 months were killing it.
With the U.S. Open Challenge?
Yeah. I mean, week in and week out, generally, that was the best match on Raw. His matches with Cesaro, his match with Zayn, his matches with Owen, his match with Neville, the Stardust match was really good. I mean, he's been having some really great matches all year long.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely helped, you know, showcase a lot of the talent that is really out there, and they're still young, so to speak, on a lot of them.
You're right. I can't believe I'm saying that John Cena matches were the best matches on Raw for a while. But they were.
Some of the best. We'll put it that way. How about some of
okay,
the best?
Okay, I can say that better than...
Okay.
With less of
because I know how it is with you.
Yes. Kevin says, my make-a-wish is for Cena to strangle Nikki Bella to death for singing.
Oh, God, yeah, that was bad. I saw that clip. Ugh.
We saw,
it
like...
It's a total Divas thing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
If they book...
Do you have audio for that, Jason?
I do not. Kevin. That's me snapping. Kevin, give me audio. If they book Tyler Breeze right, he could be the next HBK.
I don't see it.
No, but, I mean, here's the thing you got to worry about. Adam Rose was fucking over as shit in NXT, and they brought him to the main roster, and no one cares. Bo Dallas was over as shit in NXT, and they brought him up to the main roster, and no one cares. We've had this discussion on the show before. The Ascension was over as shit in NXT, and they brought him to the main roster.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were okay over in NXT. They weren't...
Dude, everyone thought the Ascension was the next big thing.
Okay, but let's talk about... I mean, you said three that didn't make it, but I mean that aren't making the impact, but...
No, I see what you're saying, but what I'm saying is Tyler Breeze has that goofy, quirky gimmick that is either going to go over hardcore for a little bit, like Adam Rose, or is... And then he's going to fade away, or it's just going to work.
You know who has the gimmick that I think will work at coming out of NXT now?
Who?
Enzo and Big Cass.
Ah.
They have the potential to be like the next New Age Outlaws.
That scares me.
I kind of thought that too, watching the NXT special.
If you saw the NXT the NXT from this past week, because what they showed on NXT this week was the matches that they didn't air at TakeOver.
Yeah.
And the first match was Enzo, Big Cash, Mojo Rawley, and Zack Ryder against like four other guys. I don't remember who they were.
Zack Ryder got a win at NXT?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
But, all 15,000 people in that arena for NXT were like chanting along word for word with Enzo and Big Cash in their entrance thing.
Wow.
It scares me, though, because I like what they're doing in NXT, but if they bring him out to the main roster, it might fucking fizzle. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have a very good fan base for NXT, but you also have a very strong fan base for the main roster, WWE, but they also are a different kind of fan base at the same time.
I get what you're saying about that, but why I think they're going to work is because they have something that those other ones really didn't, and that's something that the crowd can sing along with and get involved with.
Yeah.
And that entrance stick will kill it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't let's not forget the Adam Rose theme. We could all, everyone sung along with that.
It was a good theme song, but it wasn't something that, like, grabbed us. But whenever he comes out and starts doing the thing, people can, like, chant along with it. It's like The Rock giving his catchphrases. People instantly took to that.
Oops. All right. Now we got the...
Yeah, we apologize for the very brief
He says a minute musical interlude here. All right, so let's watch this. Or listen to this.
You can start anytime.
Okay. Something in your eyes lets me see right through you. There's no mystery. What's on your mind? Something in the way I move must make you crazy. It's a mystery. I don't know why.
Okay.
Get out your best line. Take your best shot.
Let's back up 1 second.
Okay.
One more time. More animated.
More animated.
You know,
okay.
Just give me more sex, I guess.
More sex. Okay. Get out your best line, take your best shot.
It's good that she's not looking back at me.
Don't take it hard when you fall flat on your face. You won't be all alone down there on the floor.
Okay, we're getting there.
Okay.
We're not, I'm lying. I think the champagne is sounding more and more like a good idea.
Wow, I gotta agree with that engineer.
That's not an engineer. That's it's Kevin Dunn. He's the, James Johnson. That's the guy that writes all the WWE themes.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like the head of like their music department.
I didn't know if he was like, you know, a sound engineer. And, okay, there we go.
Oh, God, the Brie Bella tests out her singing chops. Oh, my God.
It's not nearly as bad.
Oh, it's not nearly as bad?
No.
Oh, well, then, I don't know if it's worth.
Yeah, well, the problem is can you find the right starting point?
Yeah, I think
so.
Let's try this one.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. No, and I knew it was then.
One, two, three, four.
I know my people love me. Get good vibrations from me. Don't need a throne to sit in. No, that's not how I'm living.
Yes.
I know why. It's a beautiful life.
Cool. I'm going to try one thing.
Is my voice, like, do I need to do anything with it?
Probably maybe a little more intensity. Say what you're doing right now is on, like, a four.
All right, let's see. Again? If yeah. she now, sexes like, it up really more, how it works.
Okay. I know my people love me. Get good vibrations from me. I know why.
Jeez.
It's a beautiful life.
Sketchy
don't
the timing.
Need a throne to sit in. No, that's I know why. It's a beautiful life. Is that better?
Should you go out and just try to get the timing while I do this real quick? He's gonna come out there for a minute.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, okay.
Not nearly as bad as her sister.
Not good.
No, not good, but not as bad.
It was painful.
It was
fucking painful.
Could that be something that we all agree on?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe we can get that for a new entrance theme for you, right? Is that something we can talk into?
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Wow. Adrian just did a 180.
He did.
I'm just kidding, man. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
No, if I did it, I'm instigating, so.
That's right. Don't you forget it, Jason.
Hey, look who we got in the chat room.
It looks like we got Sean Brown in the chat.
Holy shit. Buck up to you, Sean.
All right, so we got a...
Back on the Monday Night Raw.
There were only really two other things of note that happened on Raw that we should really even waste time talking about. Most of it was kind of shitty.
The shooter says we should shoot ourselves for playing that. Let's see. We had Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose against the Wyatts.
Yep.
Yes,
now,
we did.
We had...
Now, as far as that goes, I felt that after SummerSlam, we were all pretty well done with that, and we were going to move on.
I did not feel the same way.
You didn't think that it was done and over with?
No.
Oh, I thought that was a nice closure to it, and we were going to move on.
Nope, absolutely not.
And then we turned Raw on Monday, and no, we're going to have a rematch from SummerSlam. Not so much for that idea.
Yep, yeah, but there's a nice little twist in this rematch.
That new guy, wow. He is huge.
He definitely is.
Let's not forget, he was once a Rosebud.
He was.
So we are actually talking about...
Braun
Strowman.
Yes, Braun Strowman is the black sheep of the family.
And he's actually taller than...
He's bigger than Harper, man.
God.
He's a big guy. What was he do? What did he do? He picked up Roman Reigns and basically like choked him out.
He choked out Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose.
Yeah,
I would probably say as far as like the way his stance is and everything, and I would say he's kind of like a more beefed up version of Kevin Nash. Whenever he used to be Diesel,
Nash wasn't nearly that big.
Well, like I said, a more beefed up version of Nash.
I don't think he's as tall as Nash though either.
No, he's not 7 foot.
No, but I mean, he's got that same look, is what I'm saying. He reminds me of that.
Kevin wants to know, is Rowan gone? I don't think so, but they needed to, like, when he comes back, they may figure out a way to bring him in. But
yeah, I was gonna say, just like Richard pointed out, he's still injured, so we got to wait for him to be uninjured before we can see what's gonna happen.
But
and,
we'll
talk about that later.
I think he's still in.
Braun Strowman is billed at 6'8 and 400 pounds.
Yeah, dang. Nash was 7 foot.
Yeah.
So.
By comparison, Luke Harper is 6'5".
I thought Harper was bigger than 6'5".
Nope.
No, yeah, okay. Well, I was wrong then.
Jeez. Yeah, this guy is definitely a monster.
The only guy bigger than him on the roster at this moment is Big Show.
I was gonna say that it's only Big Show.
Sean, this is gonna be another case of a pet peeve I have where they make a big guy unstoppable when they first appear, and then in a few months they're easily defeated, i.e. the Great Khali.
He's probably not wrong.
I'm not saying he is. I'm just, you know,
I mean, hopefully not, because let's face it, the Khali just really couldn't wrestle anyway.
No.
This guy can wrestle.
It appears he has some skill to him.
Yes.
At least somewhat.
We have yet to see more out of him to get more of a guess on him.
Now, let's not... I did read this week that they're coming out with a best of the Great Khali no disc box set.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wow. How much is that going to be?
$99.95.
Wow, everybody should go out and buy it.
The no-disc box set, yes. One Great Khali match spread out over 15 DVDs. Floppy disk, I'm sorry, it was floppy disk.
Floppy disk, okay. Yes.
Moving on, what else do you want to talk about, Adrian? The Seth Rollins statue?
The only other thing, I guess, would be the end of Raw.
Let's see here. Yeah, nothing big there on that one there. So they're going to unveil the Seth Rollins statue. Huh? Congrats to Seth's side. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that, Kevin.
Okay.
I guess we could talk about it now real quick.
Let's get Raw done, please.
Okay. They're going to unveil the Seth Rollins statue, which they showed us backstage, and that thing looks beautiful. It's everything that the Seth Rollins statue should be.
Right.
The first man ever hold the WWE World Heavyweight Championship and the United States Championship. Well, fuck, we forgot a spot that we need to talk about. Hold on, let's back up.
Oh, they threw Cena out of the building. All right, we're done.
No.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're going to say.
The Jon Stewart part.
Yeah.
We need to talk about that, I guess. So, Jon Stewart comes out. Mixed reaction. Blah, blah, blah. He just couldn't let Cena tie Ric Flair with 16 world title reigns. And
I actually liked the logic behind it. I really did.
I did.
Yeah.
He's like, the champ is Flair. And then the music hits, and out comes Ric Flair. And he appreciates what he did, but, you know,
he was rooting for Cena.
Yeah. Flair says the record.
He didn't appreciate what he did. He said he appreciated where his heart was.
Yes. He says the record will be broken sooner or later and wants it by someone who he respects, and the fans boo. Flair says the fans don't have to like it, but it's coming from the best thing going. Basically, then out comes Cena, and they're like, you don't understand what he's done, what you've done. He's not the United States title champion, and he didn't think it through, and now, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I've turned it into something, blah, blah. Anyway, Stewart gets a AA, and there we go. Anyone else have anything you want to add there?
Not really.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
It got Jon Stewart back out of involved, so yeah.
Now, on to the main event.
Yes.
Or sorry, okay. the ending segment.
Yes, the statue.
The statue. So they bring it out, and you know they see that they had to drop the ropes down to get this thing in with the forklift, and they get it up. And
red carpet on the ring.
Oh, it's everything.
And yes, to the nines.
Yes. First off, we had to wish Vince McMahon a happy birthday.
Yep. 70th?
Yes.
Vince 70 old. Years old, Vinnie Mac.
Yep. And Triple H says that Rollins deserves to be immortalized in bronze, and out comes Rollins, who's really fucking over. I'm just saying.
I can agree.
He's getting that mixed heel heat.
Yes. Which could be a good thing. We don't know. We'll see.
Rollins thanks everyone and says this is a historic night for everyone in the WWE Universe. He takes a shot at the Brooklyn Nets, saying this is the best thing. And wait, nothing ever good has come out of the Brooklyn Nets. He says, legends never die. Heroes get remembered, but legends never die. What movie did that come from?
I believe that was The Sandlot.
That was a Sandlot reference.
Kudos to Seth on that one.
Heroes get remembered, but legends never die. And when he defeated John Cena, the first man to ever hold the WWE and US title at the same time, he says he became a legend and he becomes immortal with the statue. And he's worked every single day to become the man. And or he actually put Cena over and said Cena's worked every day to become the man. And Rollins says Cena's been the man for the past 10 years. That is true. But to be the man, you've got to beat the man. And that's what he did at SummerSlam. And when they unveil the statue, like Triple H said, he's no longer the future. He's the man. And goes on to talk more about the statue and blah, blah, blah. Are you ready? And he does a really bad Triple H impression. And
he tried, but failed.
They raise the curtain, and there's not the statue.
No, it's Sting.
Sting.
Oh, God, it's Sting. That was my JR.
That was kind of bad.
My God, I got the fail sound.
Oh, my God.
I got Bell's palsy. What you want, Michael?
Okay, that's going a little too far.
There's no too far on this show. Hello, have you not?
I know.
There is no too far. Anyway.
I would like to personally apologize to anybody that's listening that has Bell's palsy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Unless you're actually Jim Ross, I don't apologize to you.
I quit.
You can't quit.
Anyway, so yes, there's Sting under there, and
Trips and Stephanie get out of the ring.
And then basically Sting hands Rollins his ass, and then he picks up the belt, and he's kind of looks at it like, huh, wouldn't mind having this. And then Raw goes off the air.
And post-Raw, Triple H makes it official for Night of Champions. We will have Sting versus Seth Rollins for the WWE Heavyweight Championship.
Yes, we will. So we have our main event.
Alrighty, for Night of Champions.
Overall, Raw...
The first hour of Raw was good.
Then the second hour lost a lot of steam, got a little bit better in the third hour. You know, I feel like if we just watched the first hour and third hour of Raw, it would be a better show.
Maybe if they would just drop Raw back down to 2 hours, it'd be a better show.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much.
We also forgot to talk about the how the Brooklyn fans shit on the Divas match.
The one that was on Raw?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't that bad, but, I mean, they treated it like it was the worst thing they've ever seen.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Oh, he wants to talk about something. Okay. Sean, I love that they had news that Triple H was going to talk after the show was over while he was standing in the aisle. Yes. Yes. That was rather hilarious, actually.
It was almost like that was pre-filmed.
It almost like it was. Or predetermined. Kevin Kern, Sting loses only WWE match, gets title shot.
Yeah, it's Ryback WrestleMania logic.
It was. All right, we're going to move on. Uriah, are you still with us?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, let's move on. Ooh, that was loud.
Yeah.
Heath, is this where you want to talk about this at?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, then go ahead.
Yeah, my what stings for this was the crowd shitting all over the Divas match as far as on the second half of the match. At first, I mean, they were kind of into it. But then once we got back from, you know, a commercial break, I mean, they just really started to shit on them. It's like, guys, are you going to cheer for them or boo for them? You know, be one or the other. But I felt like it was definitely kind of disrespectful for the Divas because, I mean, they're really trying to get life back into the Divas division.
My what stinks is going to kind of piggyback off that, not necessarily specifically that match, but just the crowd in general. They were trying to be like the post-WrestleMania crowds, but I don't know, just the way they did it was not... I didn't like
it
the way they did
it. Nearly as well.
Huh?
It wasn't nearly the same thing.
No, it wasn't impressive, and it was just really not good. I can't think of the word I'm looking for here, but just was not executed well. So, I mean, at one point in time, they're chanting a "We are awesome" chant. If you have to point out that you're awesome, probably not doing a good enough job.
And they also did the wave, which that's also another very indicative sign.
They tried to hijack the show.
Yeah.
So, Adrian, you got something?
I actually do. My wood stinks this week, you know. I gotta say, just the whole thing with these post-SummerSlam feuds that they have seemed to just keep dragging out for, like, no reason. Specifically, I guess, the Dolph Ziggler Rusev, the... Everybody that got thrown into that 8-man tag match, basically, that was on Raw, was pretty terrible.
Yeah, we're gonna have Rusev Ziggler again tomorrow on Raw. That's been announced.
I mean, it just... What's the point? I mean... We're getting the same feuds with those guys. They're all kind of stuck in the same spot. I don't know. I just would like an actual little more creativity, I guess, there.
It's almost like they needed better creative writing process.
Maybe. Yeah.
Just saying. Keep in mind, this is the same crowd that was the first post-WrestleMania crowd that did the whole hijack. Oh, shit, he's right. It was the same crowd.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that one. But they didn't really shit on anything, did they?
No, that was the only match that I could really...
No, I mean, when they hijacked the post-WrestleMania Raw.
I'd have to go back and take a look at it, man. I don't really remember it all that well.
Yeah, I don't have no clue. Huh.
I believe that maybe there was a Sheamus Orton match they might have shit on because they were even still feuding back then.
Well, they've always been feuding, so that's understandable.
Right.
That was when the fandangling started, too, wasn't it?
We have to. I don't remember. Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's when the Fandangoing started.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. Yeah.
Sean Brown says yep.
Okay. You're right. You got a what stinks?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. Kevin's fail of the week: MTV Music Video Awards for a network that plays no music or videos.
I can agree with that. That is a pretty big fail.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good one.
That is really good. Shannon, JBL, Michael Cole, and Jerry Lawler as well. They did, and I don't know. It was cool the first time they did it, just maybe not the second time. That's just me. Moving on. Can you dig it, sucker? Adrian,
I have something for Can You Dig It.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
Can you dig this? Sting wins the WWE Championship at Night of Champions. Uh-huh. Going to get cashed in on by Sheamus.
I read that same story, too. Because I can dig it, but here's why. Because it gives Sting that WWE title that he's never held. But then they can immediately give it over to Sheamus, and then he can be that next guy.
I think it actually has more to do with this, Jason. Let Sheamus take over being the champion and being a heel for the Authority, and you could shift Rollins out of that role and get him towards a babyface, which I think he would kill it as, because he really has more of a moveset and style that's akin to being a babyface.
I had those exact same thoughts, too.
Well, that's because you guys read the same fucking article.
But, I mean, I can see it going a little bit further than that, though, beyond just turning over to babyface.
Okay.
Well, here's some thoughts. We still have an ongoing feud between the Wyatts and Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose.
Uh-huh.
There could be a chance that if Ambrose and Reigns want to really get the Wyatts out of their hair, they're going to have to go further. Granted, not get them to back together as the Shield, but as three individuals overcoming one odd. So they may be actually looking towards possibly having Seth Rollins join back up.
I could see that happening if they did something with the Wyatts, did something to cause Rollins' rematch.
Yep.
And I don't know. I don't know if I can dig that. That's too far down the road, and creative can't see that far ahead. So,
unlike us, I mean, we could definitely be better creative than they could.
I'd like to see it, but I don't think it'll happen. So,
yeah, I mean, I mean, I can't say, you know, a Shield reunion. Sorry, Shooter. We don't need a Shield reunion. We don't, because them as individuals, they are doing very well as individuals.
Well, hello. Rollins and Ambrose, Reigns and Ambrose have been tag teaming for the better part of a month now, so they're not really individuals anymore.
True. But they're still good as individuals also.
Well, I'm not saying that, but...
Yeah.
You're right. You got anything? Or can you dig it?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I zoned out there. Yeah, I can't see that happening. I think they all... three got their own thing going on, and there's no need to mess with it.
All right. Kevin, can you dig it? Kane joins fight against Wyatt. Nah.
Yeah, I like this one. Can you dig it? Sting wins WWE title and it shows up on TNA, proving Eric Bischoff owns GFW.
Ugh. Shooter has a... He says, don't count it out. They brought back DX and Evolution.
Yeah.
But would they bring it back this soon after crushing it? I mean, it's only been a little over a year.
I mean, they brought back DX back together about a year or so afterwards.
It was longer than that.
It was a little more than a year, man.
Oh, okay. Then maybe they could. All right.
We'll see what happens. We'll see.
Moving on. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams!
Jizz Jams, Heath is gonna lose.
Here's how the game works. It's gonna play Jason Heath three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins the Sophie Shivery Show. You're not gonna
win.
No, you're fucked, buddy.
Well, sorry.
I had our guests pick these songs at random.
Okay.
Can you dig it? WWE buys TNA and creates a stable called Right to Failure.
Oh.
Wow.
God damn you,
I
Kevin.
Can dig that.
All right, Heath. You got this. Here comes. Oh, feel free to play along and check because he cannot see what you're typing. So here comes song number one. And your time starts now.
Did I have it?
I can tell you the chat has it.
Okay.
Adrian actually got it.
I don't know what the themes are this week either.
No, I didn't preview it for you guys, so.
I mean, it sounds familiar.
Can he guess it? No, he can't. Can he guess it? No.
No.
He can't. We need an answer, Heath.
Ivan Koloff.
Close. I'll give you that one. Kevin, it was not China's porn theme. Adrian, the correct answer is...
It was Kozlov.
Vladimir Kozlov. I love double double E.
Double double E. Oh, God. That's right.
0-1. All right. Here comes song number two. I'll give you a little bit longer because it takes a little bit to go in.
Wait, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up.
What?
How is he farting stuff in the chat if he's not looking?
How is he what? How are you farting? No, hold on.
The mouse.
Oh, he's just got his finger on the mouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, it's a wireless mouse. So I can move it anywhere and it's still...
Yeah. Right.
I'm trying to heart us up, damn it.
I saw him pop up like, wait a minute.
I'm trying to heart us up, damn it.
Yeah, I just realized that too. But I'm telling you, he can't... His computer screen is down. And
yes.
My computer screen... Anyway, your time starts now. My computer screen is tilted away from him.
Is it JBL?
You're starting. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Adrian.
The correct answer would be the Steiner Brothers.
I forgot about that one as well.
You forget about all man for shits and giggles. Let's see if anyone gets this one. Feel free to chime in if you think you got this one. I don't think I would have been able to get this one.
Really?
Yes. The other two I would have gotten. This one I wouldn't have gotten.
But you do see where I got the JBL thinking of it, don't you?
No,
whenever
not
he
really.
Did the whole American campaign thing.
No. Shooter's wrong. No one's really going to get it. Mark Jentrick was the correct answer for that one.
I don't recognize that name.
I was actually going to go Chuck Palumbo.
Close. And Heath?
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder.
Are you thinking this one?
No, because that I know was JBL. But whenever he had, was it Jillian?
He used that theme.
Yeah, but I thought he had like a whole Americanized type theme.
He yes.
For one show only.
No. This was his, this was JBL's theme.
Well, that I know.
And then this was complete with the sound of... Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. That's the JBL theme. Moving on. All right.
What do we got in news this week, Jason?
Well, real news?
Oh, is it real news or fake news?
Yeah, whatever you need it to be. Real news, honestly, it's about the Dudleys that they have signed a long-term deal. So they're on the road. They actually are wrestling road dates. So that's interesting.
Cool.
Also, I read that on Facebook that Sonny was accepting Skype bookings tonight.
Did you get us booked?
I did not.
Oh.
Would have been great, though.
Yeah.
But I did not.
I mean, we're a wrestling podcast. This is Sonny.
Yeah, but she... No.
Yeah, I know. She costs a lot.
Did you see the KFAM News version of the Dudley signing story?
No, what?
Desperate WWE signs two more TNA cast-offs.
Oh, my God.
See, once again, this is desperation to lure marquee talent away from total nonstop action wrestling. With the recent signing of Team 3D, now called the Dudley Boys. The WWE is notorious for scooping up any talent that can be discarded by the superior Nashville-based promotion, then subtly repackaging their wrestlers to avoid being sued by TNA over copyright infringement.
Wow.
Yeah.
The other TNA has-beens who have been one last glimmer in the spotlight in WWE include Consequences Creed, now called Xavier Woods, Christian Cage, now called Christian, Black Rain, now called Goldust, and Ron the Truth Killings, now called R-Truth, and Samoa Joe, now called Roman Reigns, in much better shape.
Wow.
According to backstage sources, WWE is currently trying to recruit Tyrus in hopes of repackaging him as a dancing dinosaur gimmick.
No. Are you done with that one?
Yeah, I'm done.
Real news here. WWE NXT announcer Rich Brennan has been promoted to the lead announcer role on SmackDown. Now that Tough Enough has ended, it looks like Coach Booker T will be headed to Thursday nights in 2 weeks, while Byron Saxton will permanently place him on Monday Night Raw.
Whoa.
Really?
Raw will be called by Saxton, JBL, and Cole, while SmackDown will have Brennan, Booker, and Jerry Lawler. No word yet on what's next for Tom Phillips.
Interesting.
Byron Saxton replaces Booker T on Raw.
The flagship show.
Yes.
Wow.
Did Cole not do SmackDown anymore?
No.
Huh. Shows you how long I watched the SmackDown.
Also, I got more fake news for you.
Oh, God.
Ashley Masterson hacks reveal that Lita cheated on Matt with Edge.
No.
It's true.
That whore.
It's damn true.
WWE has announced that the first ever Beat the Clock Challenge for Monday's Raw in Tampa with Paige, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch. No word yet on who their opponents will be. The diva who wins her match in the shortest amount of time will earn a shot at the Divas Champion Nikki Bella at Night of Champions. That's a legit story.
Legit. I know, I knew that.
Yeah.
So we're going to have three Divas matches on one Raw. Holy
I know. And actually, tomorrow, I haven't heard anything. But last I saw, the show may be up in the air still with the hurricane or tropical storm or whatever it is in that area.
Right. Yeah, Erica.
I haven't read anything as far as... Did Uriah just drop dead?
No, I didn't do nothing.
Let's see.
How could you think that?
Let's see. Potentially forcing them to cancel Raw. Weather.com reports that the National Hurricane Center declared Tropical Storm Erica dissipated near the coast of eastern Cuba around 9:30 yesterday morning. Thunderstorms are still expected, and there is some concern for flooding, but all area watches and warnings have been lifted. Okay, so never mind.
There you go.
I have, before we get wrap this up here, Jason, I actually have one more. Can you dig it?
Okay.
Can you dig this? Uriah Elazar is your next WPW champion.
Whatever. I can dig that. I can dig that.
I can dig it.
There, I don't. What the hell is this? Hold on.
What?
Something about a fan tried to stab Dean Ambrose?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's
crazy shit, man. Security dropped him to the ground. Tried to come up behind him. Apparently, he had something sharp in his hand.
Where the fuck was this at?
I think it was. I can't remember what town it happened in over the weekend. It was. It would happen, I think, Saturday though.
Holy shit!
By the way, speaking of Ambrose, did you guys see the little video that I posted to PW Pop?
I don't know.
You should take a look.
I saw that the video with him in the car.
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to look. Tough Enough. Let's finish up Tough Enough.
This just in, I still don't care.
I agree. Don't give a shit.
Well, I am happy.
The best people in the first few weeks, so fuck them.
It was not the first few weeks, but at least ZZ did not win the male side.
That is true.
He did not win. Huh?
Oh, is it actually over now?
Yeah, the finals happened this past Tuesday.
Yeah, they actually named their male and female.
Josh, who is actually a fucking beast, and he impressed me more and more. Well, won it for the guy side. And then Sara Lee, who I'm not really sure why.
She's really cute.
She's cute as fuck, man. I've talked about her on the show before. I think she was the best looking because she wasn't fake.
Yeah.
She had that girl. She had that girl next door look. She won it for the women's side, so I was really concerned it was going to be ZZ and her, but I'm okay. Really am. I read through the grapevine that they're offering Mata, who is a beast and had the It Factor, and Patrick Clark both developmental contracts.
Well, that's actually pretty decent to hear because I thought those two would actually be the ones in the finals.
You know, it came down to the final three for the guys was Tanner, ZZ, and Patrick, Josh. And I really, really, really thought Daniel Bryan would have used the save on Tanner. And I believe ZZ would have went home. But he didn't use a save, so whatever. Daniel Bryan, the only judge not to use a save.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I was worried that ZZ was going to walk away the winner.
Damn.
And our good friend Zeus... here on the network is training. Where's he training at again, Adrian?
He is training in Philadelphia with Chikara.
They had a special guest trainer, and I can't remember who his name is. He's someone that actually wrestles on their main on Chikara's main roster.
Oh shoot!
But
yeah,
he
posted
a story that, or he kind of gave us a little hey heads up. This was kind of cool. The guy that was training them for the day. Came in, and within the first 3 seconds of seeing him, he's like, whoa, you look just like ZZ.
Yep, I read that.
The guy does. Our buddy that's training with Chikara does look just like ZZ. I shit you not. We all thought that he was fucking with us, and he was on Tough Enough. So. Yep.
Oh, wow. Look at that. With just a minute to go.
I'm tired. I'm calling it a night. Adrian, what do we got coming up on the network?
You know what? Check out shows. I believe there will be a new stream for the HIF, hopefully next week, hopefully with Dan back. Check out the Walkabout whenever God's unholy time they're on the air.
Like 2 in the morning for us or some shit like that?
It's like 6 a.m. here. We also have the Bird Dog's Bite or whatever the shit Richard's calling his show these days. It's going to be called, I guess, How the Fuck Do I Make a Fantasy Draft Time and Stick with It?
Funny shit.
We're going to get a draft. Yeah, it's fine. Shut up. Moving on.
And also check out the Wrestling Niche whenever they do a show. I don't even know if they're doing a show hardly ever anymore. And check out my good friend Greg Papalakis.
Fuck you, Richard.
And his show.
Respect the Mat.
Respect the Mat. I'm sure there will be a new episode, I think, coming up this coming weekend of that.
He's been working his ass off, so. He gets a free pass, unlike everyone else. Well, I guess Dan gets a free pass since he's, like, almost dead most of the time.
Again?
No, I don't think he's almost dead this time. I think it was... I don't know what happened.
Can we get confirmation? Does Dan have space AIDS again?
Also, check...
Space herpes.
Check out all the wonderful stuff written by Paul Jordan on the website. Haven't heard any confirmation on the space age yet. But anyway, you can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. You can follow us on the Twitters at thehourbomb. You can like us on Facebook. Subscribe. No, no space age. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Review the show. You can also send any of us a message. I'll respond back to you most of the time. And, yeah, I got nothing. Oh, yeah, if you want to send ideas for Jizz Jam, send them to me, not Heath. Because that would just make the point of the game.
You can also send them to me, but you're wasting your time. You should really just send them to the Jason there.
Yes. You should just send them to me because I'll
don't
take
forget, care. Jason, plug the WPW show.
I am. Saturday, September 26th, coming to you from Campsville, Illinois. Jason? What?
Jiraiya had something to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want to say, which I think you're going into, but I'll let you go ahead and say it. I just wanted to have a little shout out to my buddy Roscoe Poffo out there. Just say what's up to my buddy. And go ahead. You were getting ready to say September 26th, Campsville, Illinois.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Richard, I've been busy. That's why I haven't been able to get a hold of you about football. Anyway, September 26th, Campsville, Illinois. WPW will come at you live. Apparently, from what I understand, this is a little bit more of a hardcore type of show. From what
it
I was hearing, it's not as family friendly this time around.
It could get a little dirty.
Okay, good. Good.
I will be there with my camera.
Yeah, Heath will be taking pictures. I don't know what me and you are doing yet, Adrian. But I believe Curtin's coming down, and Beanbags is supposed to let us know if he's coming down.
You're right, if you need me, man, I can put that ref shirt on. Just let me know.
Yeah, man, bring it just in case. Never know.
And by the way, I do want to thank all the WPW guys for taking a look through my picture album, liking everything. If I haven't added you yet as a friend, please do so. If you want me to tag you in any of the pictures, please make sure you let me know as far as which name to tag.
Aren't you using one of Heath's pictures right now? Uriah?
Well, yeah, I believe I am, yeah.
It had to have been because the angle it was taken at. So yep. He's using one of yours as his profile picture again.
Yep.
So
I noticed that.
Right on. Cool.
I thank you for that, sir.
He says, add me, fucker.
All right.
That's what the shooter says. The shooter's like, add me, fucker.
Okay.
We'll get
you. Don't need to add him.
Well, being the photographer for the Hour Bomb, I have to be kind of a neutral party. But, I mean, I do have my preferences. It's like, hey, I'm rooting for the Legion.
Well, Jason's supposed to be a neutral journalist, but he's not.
Why do I have to be neutral when you two fuckers aren't?
Because we don't claim to be journalists.
I'm a photographer, man. Photographers have to be neutral. They don't want their ass kicked. They want to be able to take the pictures, damn it.
I provide color commentary, Jason, and I give color to the commentary.
You're the illustrious one. You're the leader.
Oh, my God. Just because I bought everything and paid for it. And I pay everything every month for all of our stuff.
That's right. Don't you forget it.
Anyway, September 26th, if you want...
You can get more news. I just want to tell you, you can get more news from Roscoe Poffo on YouTube. Go subscribe to him. He can fill you in on a lot of shit.
Yeah, what do we need to go to on the YouTubes again?
Roscoe Poffo. And then WPW Wrestling. And Wapo Chancho, they're the most popular ones.
Yes, check them out. Good stuff. I like their videos. They're hilarious. Oh, if you want ticket information, let us know. We'll get that to you. So, anyway. Once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Hopper, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big A Adrian Masters is going to find his smile once again.
And the Jizz Mopper.
I hope you die from herpes.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And I can't believe I'm going to say these words out loud, but Uriah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Can't believe asshole. Yeah, I was waiting for it. And the spokesperson for gonorrhea, I got nothing for it. You just got gonorrhea, you dirty son of a bitch. The douchebag.
Wow, Jason, you're right. You're losing it.
I'll see you in Campsville. I'll see you in Campsville.
Be there with bells on, you motherfucker. Oh, song of the week. Tribute to the Dudley Boys. So we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bombed.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. We coming now.